Hi, my name is Apurva. I'm the web developer evangelist at Microsoft Singapore. Today I'm going to show you how to create a widget for Silverlight and which can be used in Blend. So my definition of a widget would be a self-containing object which has the entire user interface and the knowledge or the code for making it work. So what's the purpose of a widget? So as a non-developer or as a user, if I want to create reusable components, I should be able to simply drag and drop a widget onto the stage, and the widget should work simply by setting its properties. So a user should be able to just set the properties of a widget, and the widget works because he doesn't need to write any other code, because the code is already encapsulated as part of the widget. So I'm going to show you how to create that using the screencast that will follow. In this screencast, I'm going to show you how to create a widget for use in Silverlight and then Blend. Before we start seeing how to create a widget, let's look at what a widget is. So basically for me, like I mentioned earlier, a widget is a self-containing unit of UI and code, which probably a user can just drag and drop in Blend and start using it by setting the properties of the widget. So right now on my screen, I have got a widget. It's a quiz engine widget for multiple choice. I have the question over here. I have a bunch of options. And then I have the total questions over here, mentioned below here. I have a response area. And then I have the back and the next button. If you look at the bottom right of the screen, I have the quiz section. It's a specially designed section. And I have got a bunch of options for my quiz engine, which allow me to change the UI. I have one property here called questions. Now, if I click on the ellipsis next to it, you'll see that I already have one question over here. And the same question is reflected on the screen within the engine. So now if I wanted to add another question, all I have to do is click add another item. And it's so convenient because this dialog box that you have just seen is provided to us by Blend. There is no special coding as such required to get this dialog. So it's all provided by Blend. So that makes it even more easier and convenient for widget developers. I have added another question over here. I already have the question in mind. So I'm just going to put the answers first, and I'm going to say Singapore, and then I'm going to say Raffles, I'm going to say Geylang, and then I'm going to use one more answer and call it Dover. Click OK, and the correct answer I'm going to choose is 1. Reply, I'm going to say clever. Problem statement will be capital of Singapore. Wrong answer is visit to Singapore required. And I have added another question, you'll see it being reflected in the design environment of the question, of the widget over here. You'll see that right now I have got question 1 of 2, and this 2, it was previously 1. So I'm going to click OK now, and I'm just going to press F5 to run my Silverlight app. I'll take a minute or so. And there we see that widget design is the same as the runtime design. Okay, and we have got capital, Mumbai, then New Delhi, Kolkata. I'm going to choose the answer for the first question. Let me check if it is Kolkata. It says, oh, wrong. If I choose New Delhi, oh, it says correct. Okay. So I have instant feedback. You can, in your widget, you can design it to make it optional. But for me, I have just thought, okay, let it be there. So I'm going to click next. And then I have got the capital of Singapore. I'm going to choose, say, Doha. It says visit to Singapore required. If I choose Raffles, it says visit to Singapore required. I choose Singapore, it says clever. Now let me just click on the next button, and it says use code 2 of 2. So if you have noticed, there was no coding required on the part of the user to get this widget up here and set up the questions, set up the options, and that kind of stuff. Everything was done via the UI that the widget provides. And of course, a lot of help from Blend over here. Okay, so now let's look at the code part of it. I'm going to quickly go through it. Okay, so I have updated my Visual Studio here. And you'll see that for my quiz engine, I have got just basically three files, a multiple choice template.xaml, multiple questions, multiple question underscore answers. So what I've done here is multiple questions. So basically this is the questions object, and this questions object has got the properties that you have seen in Blend. So these are the problem statement, chosen answer, correct answer, media. I haven't really implemented this, but if you are supposed to display an image, you can probably use this property over here. We have got correct answer, wrong answer, and we have got an observable collection for answers. And of course, I have implemented notify property change, so my widget knows what's changed, which property has changed and reflected back. Okay, then I have got multiple question answers. So this is where I define the answers. So I have got only one property over here called answer. So I add multiple answers over here. And then I have got multiple choice template. So this multiple choice template, as you have seen, by itself, it's just a blank template over here. If you look at the XAML, let me just pull this up a bit. It's just XAML with some bindings defined over here. Okay, but that's it. That's all there is to it, to the XAML. Now, if I look at the code behind for this template, this is where the logic is implemented for the multiple choice. So, I implemented a collection of questions. Then I've got unchecked for the radio buttons. And I've got the back button and the next button implemented over here. And you will see that I have got the radio buttons. I only allowed up to 5 answers to be displayed. Okay, so this is that is all there is to it, basically. Now, if you are wondering how did I manage to get the quiz object there in the first place, it's basically because first of all I implemented property attribute quiz, and I have a questions property. Okay, and I got other questions property. I got background color, and you'll notice that I have implemented attribute for category quiz. So it creates a special area for me and puts all these attributes under one section, as you have seen over here. Okay, so basically that's it for implementing the quiz. Now, if you had to give this to a user, either he might be using Visual Studio, or he might be using Blend. Okay, so you can see that in my Visual Studio, I only have a grid over here and nothing else. I have opened the same project in Blend. If I look at the XAML, you'll see that I have a grid, and that's all. So let's go back to the design mode, add a reference to our quiz engine assembly. I'm going to click add reference, and then I'm going to choose the quiz engine, click open. I'm going to go to the asset library and go to custom controls, and you'll see that I have a multiple choice template over here. I'm just going to double click on this, and there we go. We have a brand new quiz template over here. So if you go to the properties, and we have this quiz section that appears. I'm going to choose the questions. I'm going to just add one question over here. Correct answer. Correct reply. For the correct answer reply, wrong reply. Okay, I'm going to define the problem statement over here. Capital of US. And I'm going to define possible answers for it. Say Washington DC. And then I'm going to say Nebraska. Just going to add one more. I'm going to say Vancouver. I'm going to click OK. So I know that my correct answer is 1, so I've just said correct answer is 1. Okay. And for now I'm just going to click OK. For now, for the first time, I'm going to just do a build here. And you can see that the changes have been reflected over here. Okay. And if I need to run this, all I have to do is just press F5. Okay, it's have loaded up the default page. Let me just change this in my quiz engine. I'm just going to go here and just change it here itself. Startup, I'm going to press F5. There we go. We have got our three options over here for the capital of US. If I choose Nebraska, it says, oops, spelling mistake over there. Wrong reply. If I choose this, it says correct reply. Okay. Now, what other things can they do? So this was just adding questions. We could have also done things like maybe change the background color to say, increase the alpha first here. You'll see that we have got background for the quiz engine and this looks okay. And I'm just going to leave it as it is. I could change the footer color. Okay, from the screencast that you have just seen, you have seen that a widget is a simple element. It contains the UI and the code. It looks very simple, of course, because this one has been a very simple widget. Now, the benefits you must have realized by now. The benefits of this widget are it's reusable. It's a complete entity by itself, so you don't have to script anything extra for it. And for the end user, it can be your colleague, it could be a business partner, or you can even sell the widget. Because the way it is built, you can sell the widget and it becomes like a new business avenue or a revenue source for you. So from the end user's perspective, what does he have to do? Simply take your widget, drag and drop that widget on the Silverlight form in Blend and set a bunch of properties, whatever properties you have provided for your widget, and that gets him going. So that's all there is to it. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to upload the source code for this sample widget on the website so that you can use it. So just check out the URL at the bottom of the screen now and download it from there. Use it so that you can learn quickly from there and you can create your own widgets. Thank you for watching this video and I hope you have enjoyed it.